The Secret Garden, pages 106 to 108.
Mary Lennox was a happy child. She lived in India with her parents, but they became ill and died. She was all alone. Mary had an uncle in England, so she was sent to live with him. His name was Mr. Craven. The journey to England was long, and Mary was very sad. When she arrived in England, one of her uncle's servants, Mrs. Medlock, met her as she got off the ship. Mrs. Medlock took Mary to a huge house in the countryside. "You won't see your uncle very often," she said. "His wife died, and he doesn't like being with people. Still, it's a big house and you can play in the gardens. Just remember, there's one garden you mustn't enter. It was his wife's favourite place, and it's got high walls around it. Your uncle threw away the key to the garden door when his wife died." Mary was bored and lonely in the big house, so every day she went outside to play. She thought a lot about the secret garden and decided to go and look at it. She walked around the garden walls. There were leaves all over the walls, so she couldn't find the door. "What's it like inside?" Mary thought. One night, when Mary was in her bedroom, she heard a strange sound. Someone was crying. Who was it? "I'm sure that was a child crying," Mary told Mrs. Medlock the next day. Mrs. Medlock said it was only the wind, but Mary didn't believe her. It didn't sound like the wind. Now, Mary had two mysteries to solve: the secret garden and the crying child. A few days later, Mary was walking outside the walls of the secret garden. "Where is the door to the secret garden, and where is the key?" she asked herself. Suddenly, she felt something hard under her foot. She looked down and saw an old key. She picked it up. "This must be the key to the secret garden," she said. Suddenly, there was a strong wind. It moved the leaves on the wall. Behind the leaves, she saw a door. Mary slowly opened the door with the key and walked into the secret garden. She saw a lot of trees and plants, but there were no flowers on them. It was early spring, but everything in the garden was dead and brown. Mary thought, "I will make this garden beautiful again." That night in her bedroom, Mary heard crying again. "I'm going to find that child," she said. She followed the sound and came to a room. She opened the door and went in. Inside was a large bed. A young boy was in the bed. He was thin and looked very ill. When he saw Mary, he looked scared.
"Who are you?" he asked.
"I'm Mary Lennox. Mr. Craven is my uncle," she said.
"Mr. Craven is my father, so we are cousins. I'm Colin Craven, and I'm very ill," the boy said.
"Doesn't your father come and visit you?" Mary asked.
"Not much. You see, I look like my mother, and that makes him sad."
The two children talked a lot, and Mary found out many things. Colin told her that he thought he was going to die soon. Mary felt sorry for Colin and decided to help him. She visited him every day and told him all about the secret garden. The servants didn't want Mary to visit Colin, but Mary didn't care. "You are my friend, and you are not going to die," she said to Colin. Mary also visited the secret garden every day. She watered the plants, and flowers started to grow again. One day, on the way to the secret garden, she noticed a boy. He was sitting under a tree. There was a squirrel on the tree, and two rabbits on the ground.
"Hello," the boy said. "My name's Dickon. My sister is one of Mr. Craven's servants. These animals are my friends."
Mary told Dickon that she lived in the big house. She also told him about the secret garden.
"You mustn't tell anyone about it," she said.
"Don't worry," said Dickon. "It will be our secret, and I will help you make it beautiful again."
Mary and Dickon worked in the secret garden every day.
They worked very hard, and when summer came, the garden was beautiful again. One day, Mary was talking to Colin in his bedroom. She had a good idea.
"You are thin and weak because you stay in bed all day. You must leave this bedroom and come outside. I'm going to take you to see the secret garden," she told him.
"I can't walk," said Colin, "but I really want to see the garden."
The next day, Mary and Dickon came to Colin's room. Dickon pushed Colin outside in his wheelchair.
Mrs. Medlock and the servants were surprised to see him. Colin always stayed in his room, but now he wanted to go outside.
Mary and Dickon took him into the secret garden.
"This was your mother's favourite place," Mary said. Colin looked around and saw the colourful flowers. "It's amazing," he said.
After that, Mary, Colin and Dickon visited the garden every day.
Colin was very happy in the garden, and he became stronger. He didn't feel ill anymore. "One day," Mary told him, "you are going to try to walk."
"I want to try now," Colin answered.
Mary and Dickon put their hands under his arms and helped him stand up.
"Well done, Colin," they said. "You can walk again."
After that, Colin practiced every day. A week later, he could walk around the garden by himself. During this time, Colin's father was in Europe. He wanted to forget about his dead wife. One day, he thought about his son, Colin.
"I've been a terrible father. I must go back to England to my son."
Mr. Craven returned to England. When he arrived home, he went for a walk in his gardens. He heard noises coming from the secret garden. There were children inside. They were playing and having fun.
"Who are they, and how did they get in there?" he said.
He walked towards the door and looked inside. A tall, healthy boy ran towards him.
"Father, it's me, Colin," the boy said.
Mr. Craven couldn't believe it. Colin took his father into the garden.
"I can walk," said Colin. "I'm well, and I'm not going to die.
Mary and Dickon and the secret garden have made me better."